What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, the time has arrived. Now, what do I mean by that? Those who followed the HMT series knew that one day, more and more men were finally going to snap and start taking out the women who became the bane of their existence. Now you add the fact that the lamestream media can no longer sweep articles like this under the rug. Oh yeah, gentlemen, this is a recipe for disaster. Now this article was published on the 12th of September. Ex-husband kills woman. Her boyfriend, aka the simp enforcer, during custody exchange in Newton County, deputies say. A man is accused of shooting and killing the mother of his child along with her boyfriend in Newton County. Marquez Smith faces murder and aggravated assault charges for the shooting that happened on Pebble Way in Covington Sunday evening. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The Newton County Sheriff's Office said that Smith and his ex-wife got into a confrontation during a custody exchange for their 15-year-old daughter. Deputies told Channel 2 that the daughter did not want to go with her father and that he went inside the house to grab a gun. That is when deputies say Smith shot his ex-wife and her boyfriend, aka the simp enforcer, as they sat inside their car. The couple tried to drive away, but crashed two houses down the road, according to the sheriff's office. The mother died on her way to the hospital. The simp enforcer died at the scene. The Newton County Sheriff's Office said Smith got away from the scene and they started a search for him. Smith later turned himself in hours later at around midnight. Smith is scheduled to appear in court Tuesday morning for a first appearance on the charges. Well, well, well. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it sounds like it went down at Smith's house, so I gotta give it a 5. Method of execution. He used a burner. Gotta go with a 5 on that one. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give this one a 15 because more than likely the minor daughter, she heard what went down. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give him a 5. However, I'm going to give him another bonus 5 for taking out the simp enforcer. So, Mr. Smith, aka Smith the Slug Slinger, gets a score of 35. Gentlemen, let me reiterate. We've arrived at the time where more and more men are finally snapping and taking matters into their own hands in regards to dealing with the women who've become the bane of their existence. Now notice, there was a confrontation between him and his ex-wife. Of course there would be. Why? Because she brought the simp enforcer there to say, oh, you know what? Let me get into a confrontation and let me get my simp enforcer to do something. Gentlemen, we've done plenty of articles where it was the other way around. I myself personally covered an article where the father actually got murked by the simp enforcer. You saw what happened down in Texas. But to see it in reverse, hey, it is what it is. And gentlemen, as much as we love to say, don't date women with kids, unfortunately, there are too many men who are going to learn this lesson the hard way. Don't do it. Don't. Unless her kids are adults and out of the house, guess what? Don't do it. Especially if she has a minor daughter. Oh, hell no. If y'all are not married, and even then, that is dangerous. But all in all, yes, more and more men are snapping. They've had enough. That confrontation, you knew she was comfortable with getting into it with that man, which is why he finally just snapped. More and more women are far too comfortable with getting into confrontations with men nowadays. And guess what? More and more men are saying, you know what? I'm not going to take this. So yes, a lot more women are getting their teeth knocked down their throat. Or, in some cases, they're getting outright smoked. It is what it is. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And if you have any local articles of men putting on the mask that the mainstream media has swept under the rug, put it in the comment section so I can search for it myself. Ladies around the world, you better understand, especially in this new environment that we find ourselves in, the power will eventually go out. Police power, political power, social media, the simp enforcer, all of that. Feminism will go out right along with it. And believe you me, once you push a man over the edge, do not be surprised if he drags you over that edge with him. It is what it is. Times have changed. Men have changed. The chains of restraint have been broken for a lot of them. And guess what? When you push that man over his line, don't be surprised with the outcome. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM. I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.